This is the ESPN Chattanooga High School Football Review Show on ESPN 95.3. Stay tuned for scores and analysis on games taking place across the Tennessee Valley and interviews with local coaches. Here are your hosts, Greg Larkin and KJ Simpson.
High School Football Review Show here on ESPN Chattanooga. Greg Laundert alongside KJ Simpson and you for this Tuesday edition of the High School Football Review Show. We're with you 2 until 3 o'clock. As I mentioned on The Word with G, if you're a football fan, a.k.a. soccer, footy, all that good stuff, wherever you want to call it, out on the pitch. Big USA game going on right now against Iran, or what did you call it? Iran?
I'm not going to say it over here because I don't want nobody to come after me.
Iran?
For the pronunciation.
Yeah.
The country.
Yeah, we got that big game going on. 5 minutes in, 4 minutes in, it's 0-0, and we'll see what happens. The USA, they need a win in order to advance. Iran just needs a tie. They get a tie, they get a draw, or a win, and they're through with potentially England. So we'll see what happens.
If I was Iran, I would be parking the bus, playing a lot of defense.
Oh, they're playing some offense right now. They got a good run.
But yeah, so a lot going on this weekend, I would say.
Yep, a lot going on right now, and getting a little nervous right here. There's a good defensive play, but not able to get it out.
Corner kicks.
We're sweating corner kicks today, folks. It's interesting game here today. So we're going to be sweating a lot of things with you, but we got a fun show today. KJ, tell us a little bit about who's coming up on the show today and what times.
Yeah, absolutely. At 2:10, we'll be having Bryson Sanders, Ole Miss commit from Baylor, as they take on NBA in the state championship this Thursday. We also have Mr. Football finalist for the 2A division, Josh Jackson. He'll be coming on at 2:25, so we get to hear from him. And they got a dub last week against York Institute in the playoffs, and they're going to the state championship as well. And then we'll hear from Ted Gatewood.
Oh, we're going to have Teddy on.
We're going to have Ted Gatewood on to talk a little bit about the season, and he'll be able to recap what he saw last Friday. And, you know, looking forward to hearing what they can do in the offseason, because Eric obviously was a quarterback for the last three games, and maybe put you in a little pickle because he's a junior. And obviously, if he won you three games, maybe you're thinking like, oh, okay, development this summer.
Yeah.
And he'll come back and start.
Yeah, could be. We'll have to wait and see what happens. We will talk to him about that in the game that happened last week. But before we get Bryson Sanders on, KJ, let's talk to the people about what happened in the playoffs last weekend.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, with that, we're going to start Northwest Georgia Calhoun. They were our last local-ish team.
Yeah.
And they fell 35-0 against Ware County.
Yeah.
Calhoun was beaten up a little bit with some injuries, and it showed in this game. Ware County all over Calhoun, 35-0. Season ends for the Yellow Jackets at 9-4.
Yeah, Caden Williams, their leading rusher, was limited by the injuries that he was sustained. So
yeah, real tough there for Calhoun. And then the next game, Cedartown took down Bainbridge. 26-21. Bainbridge finishes the season 8-5. Cedartown 13-0, and they'll be heading to the semifinals, I believe that is, for them.
Yeah, semifinals coming up for Georgia. Northwest Georgia. And obviously winning state championship for Tennessee.
All right, so in the 2A playoffs, I'm going to let you talk about this one because you were actually at this game. So I'm going to let you take this one over between Tanner and York Institute. Tell us a little bit about this game and what your eyes said to you.
Yeah, I was at this game, wrote an article on ESPNChattanooga.com. See all our local
content. Check it out.
Yep.
Shameless plug.
Yeah. A little bit of domination from the opening quarter of this game for the Rams. I mean, York Institute had no shot, what it looked like on the field. And credit to them, they played hard all game. But Josh Jackson threw for 3 touchdowns, and he got it done in this game against York Institute Dragons, if you will. And, yeah, from the opening minute, they fumbled. York fumbled a kickoff return and scoop and score by Hinton. And it just really set the tone. And then Josh Jackson found Jarius Cameron wide open in the end zone. If you see this on our Twitter, the pass is beautiful, right on the money where it needed to be. And, yeah, they just got an easy dub in this game. Really easy dub. And the environment of the, you know, stadium, because it was their last game on at Bob Evans Stadium in Wayne Turner Field, the environment was amazing. I mean, a lot of support for those kids out there that came out to see them, and it was really special. Obviously, my mom went to Tyner, so.
Oh, very cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, my mom went to Tyner, okay. So it was really cool to see that all of those alumni came back to support those kids in that final game on that field. And it was really special at halftime as families of Bob Evans was out there and
nice.
The previous coach. And
so what are they renaming the stadium, or are they building a new one?
So they're going to build a school where the field is.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're getting a whole new school, which they need, because the school is very, very down to standards, if you will.
Yeah.
And so it's just been a long time coming, and they'll build a school where the old field is now.
Gotcha.
And so.
So they're flip flopping where the school is, the field's going to be, and correct. Where the field is, the school's going to be.
Correct.
Okay. I like that. Well, that's good. Congratulations to Tyner and Scott Chandler. It's been an amazing season for the Rams in terms of offense, defense, and hopefully they can take it home with the state championship. Who are they facing in the state championship game?
I believe they're taking on Ridge. It was Ridge.
That's okay. Look it up, and we're going to talk more about that on the high school football preview show coming up on Thursday.
Riverside.
All right, cool. So we'll talk about that game a little bit more coming up on Thursday. And then we go to the 4A playoffs, and it was Anderson County taking down Red Bank 29-13. But KJ, the interesting thing about this game, and we'll talk to Ted Gatewood about it, was that they led in this game 13-0 at halftime.
Absolutely. They were leading and
dream start.
I mean, me and Stephen Hargis were on the sidelines at the tennis game. We're like, oh, we might have 3 Chattanooga teams in the playoffs. And then by the time we checked the scores, like, oh, well, they're losing again.
So. Yeah, I was keeping up with the scores on Friday, and I was like very surprised and happy to see that Red Bank was leading in that game 13-0 at half. I'm like, wow, the defense is doing what they do. Eric Hale is doing what he needs to do at quarterback. And they're winning that game. Anderson County, very, very good. And then, things turned in the second half for Red Bank, unfortunately, and they finished the season 11-3. Again, we're going to talk to Ted Gatewood, their head football coach, coming up at about 2:40-ish, and we're going to talk all about that game and their season. And Anderson County wins 29-13, and they forced a couple of turnovers from Eric Hill, and they forced some, and they figured out the Red Bank defense a little bit. They decided to block a little bit better in this game, and they outscored Red Bank in the second half 29-0. So that was tough. Gavin Noe, who led Anderson County's running game, he had 128 yards on 29 carries. Also added an interception in this game. So real good stuff for Anderson County, and very tough end of the season for Red Bank. The Lions end the season 11-3. Anderson County 14-0.
Yeah.
And they're into the state final game.
Nothing to be ashamed about there for Red Bank.
No, great season for Red Bank, especially the first season taking over for Chris Brown there, and he led the foundation. Ted Gatewood was on that staff, and he did a great job at just continuing the success that they had last year and parlaying it to even more success in year number one. All right, KJ, with that, let's go to our first guest here, who's on hold. He's on the phone line. He is a big man in the on the offensive line for the Baylor Red Raiders. He is an Ole Miss commit, and he is rated as a 4-star prospect on 24/7 Sports. Joining us now is Bryson Sanders of Baylor. Bryson, what's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, things are good, KJ. You can't complain. You got your puffer jacket on. You're ready to rock.
I'm good. My boy Bryson's on the phone.
All right, Bryson. So tell us a little bit about this this season for you guys as a whole. Having Eric Kimry in there, going from Phil Massey to Eric Kimry, what was the change like as a head coach, you know, just from a head coach's perspective there, going from one guy to a next in your senior year?
It's been a really fun season. I mean, honestly, we're in the state championship, so, you know, can't really complain there. And it's definitely tough to get a new coach and new coaching staff my senior year, but our team's really adapted to it. We've had great energy all year. We've just been trusting in the coaches. I mean, Coach Kimry came from South Carolina, SEC program, so obviously he knows what he's doing. So we've just been trusting the coaches, and it's paid off.
What's it been like blocking for Whit Muschamp, a guy who came over with, you know, Eric Kimry from South Carolina? And he talks all the time when we've had him on about just how the ball is so pretty coming out of his hand. What's it like blocking for a guy like that?
That man, he's crazy. Some of the throws he makes is just insane. And the guys he's throwing to is pretty good, too. I mean, Amari Jefferson, Max LeBlanc, Don Rosselli, Louis Vincent. I mean, those guys are all Division I players, and so is Matt, or so is Witt. Just some of the throws he makes is crazy.
Bryson Sanders again hanging with us here on the High School Football Review Show on ESPN 95.3. All right, so you play offensive line, and what I see here on 24/7 is interior offensive lineman. So what is your best position along the offensive line? How versatile are you when it comes to which position you play along the offensive line?
I've played all five positions in high school, and the next level, there's not really a position that I'm going to play. I can play tackle, guard, or center. They don't know yet, so I can play all five, but right now I'm playing left tackle.
KJ, talk to us a little bit about the offensive line, because we always refer to you when it comes to the offensive line. Anything you want to know from Bryson about playing offensive line? I know you guys both are offensive linemen.
Bryson, first of all, is there still a party in the SIP?
For sure.
So, Bryson, so who has been your toughest competition blocking this year?
Either Carson Gentle from Macaulay or Gabe Fisher, number 51 from NBA.
What is it about them to make them hard to block? Is it because they have a low bend? Is it because they get around you quicker? Or is it just they have a faster get-off?
Both of those guys, they play with an insanely high motor. They go 100% every second of every snap, and they're really good with their hands. They're really quick off the ball. They have long reach, too, so they're quick, and they play with the high motor.
Again, we're hanging with Bryson Sanders, offensive lineman for Baylor. Before you jump back, KJ, do you model your game after anybody, any offensive lineman that you kind of look up to and kind of try to model yourself after, or not really?
I mean, I watched a couple guys growing up. I really like Taylor Lewan from the Titans just because I'm a Titans fan. I always watched him growing up. He talks a lot of crap, so I kind of like that from him. And I watch Quentin Nelson when I play guard. He's one of the best guards in the NFL. And then Cole Strange, who played at UTC, I watch a lot of him. He's a really great player.
So are you a crap talker as well? Do you like to talk a lot of smack while you're on the football field?
It depends. If they start it, then I'll go along with it. But, you know, I'm out there. I'm going to dominate you and not really try to say anything.
There you go. Let the play dominate, right? Right, KJ?
Yes, sir.
All right, I like that.
Anything else offensive line wise, from our resident offensive lineman that you want to know?
No, I'm just really impressed with Bryson this season. I know he's going to do big things for Ole Miss in the upcoming years. And is there anybody on the offensive line that you want to give a shout out to?
All my boys, Rhett Johnson, Asher Skiles, Bo Scarce, Teague Johnson, Jimmy Bryson, all the guys I play along with. They're good, really good players, and they play with a high motor, and I'm going to war with them over anyone.
Again, we're hanging with Bryson Sanders here on the High School Football Review Show on ESPN 95.3. Now, KJ mentioned, and I talked a little bit about it as well, you've committed to Ole Miss. What was the recruitment process like for you, and how did you ultimately determine that you wanted to go to Ole Miss and play for Lane Kiffin?
It was definitely a very fun process that I was very grateful to be in, and I was down to a Final Four of LSU, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma, and I just, you know, just when I went on my visits, I felt like Ole Miss, just I had the most comfort there. I felt like it was home. Just Oxford, the town, I felt comfortable there. And I have a really good relationship with Coach Kiffin and the O-line coach, Coach Thornton. So it just felt like home, and there's nowhere else I want to be.
You mentioned that you played all five positions along the offensive line, and you're currently playing left tackle. Which position along the offensive line do you feel like you're best at with the skill set that you have, and what is your favorite one to play? They might be the same.
I think my favorite one and probably the one I'm best at is probably guard, just because guard, you pull a lot. You get a lot of double teams and also solo blocks, but I love the pull, and that's why you do a lot of guards. That's why I did a lot last year. So definitely guard's my favorite position, just pulling and hitting the ends who don't know that you're coming at them.
Kind of let you be an athlete, let you get out, be the lead blocker for the running back and whatnot sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
it makes you feel athletic right there.
Yeah. All right, man, let's talk a little bit about the season for your team as a whole, because you guys had that incredibly high win of beating McCauley, obviously there at Baylor. Incredible win that you guys put together. And then you kind of dealt with some adversity there after that win, losing to Prince Avenue Christian there in Georgia, and then big win over Hendersonville. And then you lost to MBA, a team that you're going to face in the state championship game. Talk to us about how your team sort of stayed together through some adversity there, losing 2 out of 3 in the middle of the season.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that was definitely tough. No one wants to lose, but, you know, we battled through some injuries, and you know, a lot of people were banged up, especially after McCauley, and that was, I think, our sixth or seventh game of the season, so people were banged up and injured, but no one, you know, blamed each other. We all stayed together, and, you know, we're sitting right here in the championship, so it's just a testament to our coaches and our players, how we're sticking together and just trusting each other.
Do you think, again, we're chatting with Bryson Sanders here on ESPN 95.3. Talk to us a little bit about that game at Brentwood a couple of weeks ago. I don't know how good of a look you had at that final play. Obviously, you were on the sidelines. You weren't on the football field. But how crazy was that final play, the environment that you had to play at there at Brentwood Academy, and just the feeling of, you know, when you saw the official mark that ball short of the goal line, just the euphoria that you felt in that moment?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a whirlwind of emotion. That was probably around midfield when it happened. I was just sitting with a couple of players just on a knee, just hoping they wouldn't get in. And when they caught it, and it looked like from where I was that he was going to score, and we hit him out of bounds. But at first I thought he scored because there's, you know, a bunch of the BA students coming on the field. And the first second I was not in a very good mood. Then all of a sudden, our side just starts going crazy, and you know, we just rushed to our fans, and it was fun, exciting moment. First time playing in the state championship in 11 years, and first time for anyone on our team.
Again, I'm hanging with Bryson Sanders here on the High School Football Review Show. As I mentioned, you guys played at MBA earlier in the season, October 21st, and you lost that game, 42-34. What did you learn about that team? What do you know about that team from having played them earlier in the season? Tell us a little bit about, give us a little scouting report on MBA.
Their team is very well disciplined. They're never out of position, and that's a testament to their coaches. They have really good high school football coaches, been around for a while, and their players play hard, never out of position. They go to the ball. All 11 players on defense are going to run to the ball, tackle them, try to strip the ball, and they play with a high motor. And we just got to play with that same intensity, and we're going to come out Thursday being aggressive and being physical.
So what needs to be different for you guys this time around to be successful and to win this game? Based on how you guys played them last time at their place, they're kind of coming to you now, even though it's not at Baylor, it's still here in Chattanooga. So from your perspective, what do you guys need to do maybe as an offense to be better and to put yourself in a better position to win this game this time around?
I think we just got to stay true to ourselves and what we've been doing all year. I don't think we've had a game where we haven't scored less than 30 points. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing, block for longer than they're trying to get off the block, just train harder than they are and play to the whistle.
Yeah, that game against MBA was the least amount of points that you put up all season long at 34. So hopefully you can do that again, and hopefully the defense can step up in a big way. Before I let you go, tell us a little bit about a guy that you also block for in Caleb Hampton, and just how good that man is and how special he is in terms of a player, a person, and a running back.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing. He's not only great on the field, but off the field too. He's a really good really good person. He's a really good Christian. He's strong in his faith, and that's what I like most about him. He never wavers from his faith. Every time he steps on the field, he's doing it to glorify God, and that's what I respect most about him. And he's also put up some insane numbers this year. He runs hard, trucks a lot of people, assists arms a lot of people, and doesn't complain, doesn't say much. He's always pumping up the team, trying to get everyone to play their best.
Bryson Sanders, again, has been our guest here on the High School Football Review Show. Bryson, thanks so much for taking some time, man. Good luck in the game this Thursday. We'll be out there on the field. We'll be rooting you on from the sidelines. Cannot wait to see you guys play. Enjoy the week of preparation, and good luck on Thursday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There he goes. Bryson Sanders right here on the High School Football Review Show. KJ, any thoughts on that young man?
Party in the sip. Nah, Bryson's a really cool guy. I mean, he's so nice and really a gentle giant. Mm-hmm. He's improved over the years. And, yeah, I can't imagine how fun it is, you know, being that first Baylor team in a while to go to state. And you have all this talent on this team. Like you said, the offensive line is really good. You got wide receivers who are D1. You got a quarterback who is a rising D1 prospect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got a coach who loves to dial it up offensively. And so you have a defense who is really good. I mean, what can you say about the team? I mean, I really do expect this to be different. As this, I think it's like a home game, obviously.
Yeah, it should be.
It should be a home game.
I assume NBA's fans are going to travel well in this game. Obviously,
right.
State championship game, a chance for a title. You have to only, you know, expect that they're going to
correct
travel and travel well.
But still,
you're right. This is like a home game.
This is a home game. It's like 6 minutes away, 7 minutes away from Baylor. So I expect the whole crowd is going to be very Baylor, in favor of Baylor. And so home crowd may play advantage. Who knows? But I think they can get it done. I mean, if they go off of maybe McCauley film, because McCauley won, they lost by 1 point in the playoffs at NBA.
Yeah.
So maybe if you go off of that film, maybe and you've seen something that, okay, wait, they're very weak in this aspect of the game, and maybe we can duplicate that and make it even better because mm-hmm. we have better athletes. Who knows?
Possibly. It's good thought. All right, coming up next, we are going to speak to another player, another very dynamic player, a Mr. Football finalist, semifinalist,
Finalist.
That's right, finalist. In quarterback for Tyner, Josh Jackson is going to be joining us coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk to him about their run through the season, the postseason, having an opportunity to win and be Mr. Football. Here in the state of Tennessee, he's had an incredible season. We'll talk to him about all that and much more when we come back right here on the High School Football Review Show on ESPN 95.3.
You're listening to the ESPN Chattanooga High School Football Review Show on ESPN 95.3. Here's Greg Larnard and KJ Simpson.
All right, so we have a World Cup update for you just during this break here. If you don't want to hear it, if you're waiting till later to watch this match, turn away. But the USA and Iran are knotted at zero right now in the 28th minute or 29th minute, I guess you could say, of this match. And we need corner kicks. We need Christian Pulisic goal scorer because big-time players make big-time plays.
So.
And we also need, we have the USA to win, and we also have USA plus 1.5 goals scored. So, come on, USA! Let's go red, white, and blue.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, let's go back to the phone line now, and we're going to be joined by another player here. He is a Mr. Football finalist here for the state of Tennessee. He completed 12 of 15 passes for 214 yards along with 3 touchdowns, giving him more than 3,000 passing yards for the season. And they beat York Institute 33-0, left no doubt in the semifinal matchup at home in the Class 2A state semifinals. And they get a chance to play for a state championship on Saturday, December 3rd at about 3 o'clock. Joining us now is Josh Jackson, the quarterback for Tyner. Josh, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Man, if we were any better, we'd probably be you, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Talk to us a little bit about this season that you're having here. And this team is just been incredible this entire season, 13-1. How have you felt like you have found your flow as a quarterback and as a player this season? Where have you, you know, maybe grew the most from last year to this year?
Well, ultimately, I gained a lot of trust with my teammates. That was one big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on my footwork a lot this year, being a little bit more mobile, being able to step up and extend plays, and that's been able to help me out so I can put the ball in my guys' hands. Even though I am a Mr. Football finalist, I want to give all the credit to my O-line and my receivers and the coaching staff, because those are the guys that's like put me in a position. I'm just delivering the mail. Mm-hmm. But those are the guys that's making the big plays, and they're blocking for me. And great play calling. So I'm just thankful for them, and I love my teammate, and I love the kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, it's a great squad that you guys have, and a great offensive line. Glad that you gave a shout out to them. I know KJ loves that.
Yeah,
as well as a former offensive lineman himself. So yeah, talk to us a little bit about what y'all have up front, and the guys that have been blocking for you, and how they've been able to give you time and space there in the pocket to do your job.
Well, they've been blocking very good. You know, it's something that I always pressured them about and pushed them. Of course, the O-line is the most important piece of our offense, because without them, you can't do nothing. You can't snap the ball. Without them, you can't run. You can't pass. So I figured that if I told them at the beginning of the season, if they block for me, I'm not asking for all day, but I will get you to paradise. That's all I ask. If they block for me, I will get them in the box. So I just feel like they get my trust, so they don't make me rush. You know, sometimes, you know, I do have to step up in the pocket, or, you know, leave, or scramble, or things like that nature, but that's not very often. But when I have to, I definitely will, though.
Josh Jackson, Tyner quarterback, here with us on the High School Football Review Show. Josh, what's your favorite aspect about playing the position of quarterback?
Definitely throwing. Like that when you see that spiral just spin in the air, you see nothing but white laces, and like you see the spiral, it's like it's a different feeling, man, because when you work for it all summer and you work on just consistently getting those reps of throwing a football, and you actually see it paying off in the season, it's a big factor. It's a big thing, and I love seeing myself do it.
How long have you been playing quarterback for? Like, how long have you been? Is this a position that when you were younger you knew you kind of wanted to play, or did you kind of grow into it a little bit?
No, sir. This is my second year playing quarterback.
Okay. Very nice.
Like, I always knew I could throw, but like it took for me to get some guys that actually believe in me, which is my coaching staff, Coach Chandler and Coach Maynard. Those guys believed in me, and they gave me a shot at throwing and playing quarterback. So that was just something I wanted to do, and I felt like I could do, and it just took time for me to work on it.
In my estimation, the quarterback position is the most important position in any sport that there is out there. What has been the most difficult thing about learning that position over the last couple of years that, as you mentioned, you're kind of new to it?
Well, the most very important thing about this position is all the guys feed off your energy. Like, I have to keep a motor up. I have to keep leading them the right way, because however I do, that's how the pack would do. So, like, I feel that I'm a great leader for this team, and I'm a great leader for the guys around me. And I feel like they look at me and look up at me as a good person. And that's one thing every quarterback can do. No matter how good you can spin it, or how good you can throw or run, if you can't lead the guys, you won't be as much of a positive impact as you can be while leading the guys.
Josh Jackson, again, hanging with us from Tyner, the quarterback here on in the High School Football Review Show. KJ, you got anything you want to on your mind you want to ask Josh?
Absolutely. Josh, what did you think about the environment last Friday at your last game on that home turf?
The environment was crazy. Like, I enjoyed all the alumni coming back and all everybody coming out to support the city. It brings a little joy to my face. It's me smiling because – I like when everybody else is happy. Keeps me happy too. But other than that, like the Tyner community, it was good to see everybody come back. But I knew they was gonna come in for a good show, and we had to ball out early, even though we didn't play the second half for real. One drive in the second half, but we had to ball out. So I knew that was something that they was gonna be willing to come and see, and it made me happy that everybody came on out.
Talk about your defense a little bit. What makes them so special?
Oh, the defense, like I say all the time, offense win ball games, but defense win championships. You feel me, 7 shutouts, not everybody can do that. Defense is the most important key. I love those guys. They make it easier for me. They do a lot of great things on defense. I'm talking about picks, forced fumbles, good tackles. They got a great defensive coach that's great coaches that's putting them in the right position and just allowing them to make plays, you know. I'm very thankful for my defense because they give me a good field position where I can work out. And sometimes, you know, it just they get picks, and I'm like, oh, man, now I got to wait another drive for defense. So it's like, so So it's like I'm just thankful for them guys, and I love what they're doing. They're like a main role of this team.
Josh Jackson again hanging with us here on the High School Football Review Show. And Josh, I know you're a senior this year. What is it like going to be getting the opportunity here to play in a state title game? And what are you most looking forward in that opportunity?
I'm not really too much concerned about the atmosphere or who's going to be there. My main goal has always been to win it. Mm-hmm. I'm not too busy, caught up in the moment. I got my head on right. I know my eyes are on the prize. I am excited that we're going. We're showcasing our talents at a higher level, which we should have been doing. But I'm more concerned about winning, and I'm happy that we're there. But, you know, it's time to make history. Like, we're going to be a history-making team, and I'm trying to win it all because we haven't won it since 97. So, like, that's something I really want to do and bring home, because it's only one other quarterback in entire history that ever won, a state championship. And I want to be the second guy to ever do it.
Well, let's make some history on Saturday, my man. What do you know about Decatur, the county, and Riverside? What do you know about them, and what do you guys have to do to be successful in this game in your eyes?
Well, I know one thing is they can't compete with us. They can't be in field with my guys. I'm taking my guys over them. I'm taking my offensive line over them. I'm taking my coaching staff over them. And I'm taking everything that Turner with over Riverside, whether it's coaching, you know, in every aspect. But I do got to give props to them because they have made it to the state championship. Not everybody can do that. Mm-hmm. I feel like if we go out there with our heads on right, we'll be able to get on them early, get stop their running back that continue like to run. His name Desmond. If we continue to stop him, we'll be in good hands, because offense, we're going to hang through and do our jobs and try to get on them early and get the scoring out early.
So what do you feel like you have to do from a quarterback standpoint, offensive standpoint, for you guys to be successful? I can tell, obviously, you got a little bit of confidence going in this game, but what do you feel like you have to do as an offense to be successful in this game?
The only thing I have to do on offense is what I've been doing the whole year. Like, I feel like I don't have to do nothing major, nothing more. I feel like if I just put the ball in my guys' hands and let them run in a box in the end zone, that'd be the best job. That'd be the best thing possible, because I know my guys are ready. They know I'm ready. So as long as I give them the ball, get it in their hands, and stride and good leads, we'll be perfect. We'll be in good hands.
Josh Jackson again hanging with us here on the High School Football Review Show. And the Riverside is 12-2, 4-1 in the region, and you guys are going to have that game on Saturday, and I know you're solely focused on that, but you are a senior this year. What's next for you football-wise? You're going to try to play at the next level? What does your future hold?
Well, I definitely want to play college football. You know, that's something that I really want to do. I do want to play at a good level and play at a collegiate level. I want to be a quarterback. I want to pursue my dreams, but I won't stop until I make it all the way. Of course, I got goals of playing pro, and I feel like that's something I can do if I keep working. And that's something definitely I want to do, but I feel like college is the real next big step for me. I'm picking up offers. College is starting to see me more days, but they will continue to see me definitely after this Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Josh, I was on your Twitter a little bit. You have a podcast?
Yeah, I got a podcast called Real Reality Viz with one of my receivers named Zayshon Hubbard.
Talk to me a little bit about it. Like, what interests you about it? Is that something that you want to pursue as a career, or just, you know, on the side, or is it just something fun that you guys do, or what about it?
So, like, I had came to Zayshon, and I was talking to him, like, that was something that I really wanted to do, like, in life. Like, because I feel like when I first started, I was behind. So, like, my podcast is mainly getting back to the younger kids in our area, and show how the life is of a student athlete, get back into big role players in our community. And that's just something I want to do, because when I was younger, I wasn't the guy that could go down the street and just go train with people. Nobody took time to, you know, really take time to want to believe and work with me on things. So I just feel like if I speak back to the community, we can break a lot of things that we didn't have, that I didn't have a while back, rather than everybody else that's having now, like certain things like Little League. And we just talk about things that go on with student athletes, like telling the younger generation that school is first. Like, if you want to go play college football, you got to have it in your school. You got to be smart in your class. You got to do your job. You got to be on time with things. It's just stuff like that we talk about on the podcast. And that's something that we really want to pursue. We want to be chasing. But we got a lot of videos and we doing a lot of editing. But we're mainly just waiting to get this season over to get it back rolling.
Nice.
Awesome, man. I love that. That is that chip on the shoulder, underdog type of mentality. And you've worked really hard to be where you're at right now. And wish you all the success in the world with this game coming up on Saturday with your life. You know, just talking to you for a couple of minutes here can tell that you're definitely going to be a successful young man no matter what you choose to do. I hope it's with football because you've got a real talent there. But we appreciate you taking some time talking to us here on ESPN Chattanooga today, my man. Good luck on Saturday. Go kick some butt.
All right, thank you so much.
There he goes, Josh Jackson, a very humble young man. No, very confident, cocky, confident, excited young man about that opportunity to be the second ever Tyner quarterback to bring home a state championship game. Man, it was great talking to him.
Yeah, nice guy, really nice guy. I don't think it's cocky. I think it's confidence. I think he that one statement where he said
you can kind of toe funny. That line a little
bit.
That was
fun. That was really funny. I think he was being funny on that one. But you know what a nice kid and. Just hearing that plan about giving back and seeing him go deep into it, obviously it sounds like something that he's really passionate about. I mean, that is really amazing right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Good question by you, man. That was awesome. Good question. Glad you found that.
Journalistic digging.
Yeah, I like that. Nothing wrong with that. Man, always good. All right, well, coming up next, speaking of good guests, we're going to have another good one. It's going to be a head coach for the Red Bank Lions. Their season ended this past weekend as... Oof, Christian Pulisic, after he scored a goal, he's not looking too good. He's got a bit of a thigh contusion, it looks like, or quad contusion. He's off to the side. They're working on him. He's jogging a little bit, trying to walk it off, and so he can get back on the football field, or the pitch, I guess you could call it. But we'll see if he comes in. But USA, and he was able to put one home, Captain America this time around, and cash that Christian Pulisic bet, baby! I told you, big-time players got to make big-time plays. Josh Jackson knows all about that. KJ knows all about that. And I know you do as well. Coming up next, we talk to Ted Gatewood right here on the High School Football Review Show. Don't move a muscle. We'll keep you abreast with what's going on with the USA game as well. Ted Gatewood, Red Bank Lions, joins us next here on the ESPN 95.3.
This is the ESPN Chattanooga High School Football Review Show on ESPN 95.3. Tune in every Tuesday this season from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern for analysis on high school football matchups across the Tennessee Valley. Back to the ESPN Chattanooga studios. Here's Greg Larned and KJ Simpson.
Here on the High School Football Review Show, it's KJ Simpson. It's Greg Larned along with you. We are leading you right up until Press Row at 3 o'clock with David Pascal and Wells Guthrie. But joining us now via the phone line is the Red Bank Lions head football coach. We've talked to him a bunch this season because they have had an incredibly successful year. Unfortunately, it came to an end this past weekend in the semifinals. And like I said, it's been an amazing year. They lost to Anderson County, though, a very good football team. Joining us now is the head football coach for the Lions, Red Bank Lions, Ted Gatewood, right here on the High School Football Review Show. Good to have you back, Coach. First and foremost, congratulations on I know it didn't get to the state championship game, but still, congratulations on an incredible season nonetheless.
Well, thanks. We appreciate it very much. We're so thankful that that we had the opportunity and that our kids responded the way they did all season throughout the year during various times and various games and certain situations. We're extremely pleased. You want to get to that final one, and in high school football, unfortunately, if you don't win it all, you're going to lose the last game of the season. Mm-hmm. And, we felt that Friday night, and we're still kind of feeling the sting of it right now. So, but we're very blessed, and our young men did a great – they did an enormous job, and our coaching staff was fabulous.
Let's talk a little bit about this game. I know it's, as you mentioned, the sting is still there. It's still kind of fresh, and you're still kind of feeling the effects of the final game of the season. You guys lost 29-13. you know, as it was following this game last Friday, you guys were up 13-0 in halftime. How were you able to build that lead? And then what happened in the second half? What kind of changed? Was it simply just the turnovers in the second half that really hurt you guys? Or what was it?
Well, you know, the thing about it, we got out to a lead because we had takeaways. Mm-hmm. And we took the ball away. Actually, we took the ball away four times, got three of them. One of them was called a PI, pass interference, which, you know, was a bang-bang call. The guy made the call he thought he should make, and it was called. That didn't affect anything. But, you know, it'd been really nice to have the, you know, get that ball that first series quick. But, and our defense gave us the ball, and our offense capitalized on it and got mm-hmm. us, you know, got us a quick early lead. You know, DeJuan's 96-yard touchdown reception was huge. We're backed up on our end of the field, and Eric, you know, throws a good ball down to DeJuan, and he makes one guy miss, and then that's all he needs to do, make one guy miss, and it's over. And, you know, he sailed through, and then we got another turnover later after we'd stopped them on a few drives. Our defense played lights out, and then we got another turnover and moved the ball, and A.D. Crutcher, you know, had one of his patented runs. He broke it back and cut against the grain, and he also made one guy miss. And, you know, after that one miss, you better bar the door then. But and we got ahead, and it was good, you know. But coming out second half, you're coming out second half, it's the number one rule, you know, for us is we want to get that first initial drive going in the second half and set the tone there. And we're driving a little bit, and then that turnover bug rears its ugly head, and so we turn the ball over, and then they capitalize on it, score, get the ball back again, and we're driving a little bit, we punt, they punt back, and all of a sudden we got the ball and we have another turnover, and now the ball game's tied, 13 apiece, excuse me. And then they got some momentum going and made some plays. That was the third, I think, Mr. Football finalist in the playoffs that we had seen all year. And so, you know, he did a great job. The Martinez kid at quarterback, he did a great job. He made all the throws he had to make, and they capitalized on some field position. So, you know, turnovers are the key.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, hang on to the ball, you don't have as many problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Ted Gatewood, again, our guest, Red Bank Lions head football coach here with us on the High School Football Review Show. Talk to us a little bit about Eric Hill and his job. I know we've talked to him. We talked to him last week. We've talked to you about him, but just kind of lament on the fact that he came in here late in the season, picked up the quarterback position, and played it at such a high level for you guys to get you to where you were in the semifinals with a chance there at halftime to win.
Well, Eric, you know, Eric's a great young man, and he does a lot of good things and works hard. He cares, and all of our kids care, but Eric just, I mean, he willed himself into being successful. Because of his approach, and his approach was he wanted to do whatever was necessary to make things successful, and he did a great job of that. And by the way, you know, I heard the interview, and you guys did a magnificent job with a high school young man on an interview, and that's something special, because a lot of times kids, you know, a lot of kids aren't used to that. Mm-hmm. And the way you guys handled that interview with him, it was very comforting. So I want to commend you guys on that, because that's a tough gig for you guys to have to deal with.
Thank you, Coach. I really appreciate that.
Like I said, he protected the ball, and the whole run he had, he was protecting the ball for us, and that's the secret. You got to keep the ball, and he did a great job of that. He worked into the system, and we built some things. Brandon Ussery took the offense and kind of molded things around Eric, and, you know, with the pieces we had, you know, such as, Tyler Wright at receiver, and then you've got DeJuan at receiver and running back, and you've got AD at running back, kind of melded the thing, and featured all of those guys, and including Eric, that made it difficult on defenses when you've got, two running back types in the backfield at all times.
Ted Gatewood, again, our guest. We only have a couple more minutes, Coach, because we got a break here. But my last one for you would be, when you think back about this season, I don't know if you've had enough time to kind of really get past that loss and whatnot yet, and you reflected back upon this season, the first year as a head coach here at Red Bank. What are you going to remember most about this year?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, this is a telling sign or telling tale of the whole thing, and it won't take but a second. We had seven all-region team members. DeJuan Morris, Malik Reiser, Tyler Berry, Cam Jackson, Braden Howard, Malachi Stevenson, and Tyler Wright. And then you had the offensive MVP was A.D. Crutcher, defensive MVP, Kobe Smith, and then defensive back of the year, Jaden Backus, and then newcomer, offensive lineman of the year, 14-game starter, and offensive line as a freshman was Matt Fowler. So, you know, that list of young men that I read to you, great accomplishments, and all but three are coming back.
Wow.
So, you know, that's the exciting part. And we also, the benefit of getting in the playoffs is we had two extra spring practices. We
there
got to go 14 weeks, and, you know, normal spring practice is 2 weeks. Well, we had two extra spring practices to add on to this young bunch of young men that we have coming up this next year. So that's the reflection I have on it.
Very
is
nice.
We, you know, great accomplishment, but we're excited and looking forward to the future.
Again, Coach, thank you so much for the time all season long. Congratulations on a phenomenal season. I know you're going to continue to build it up there at Red Bank, and I know it means a lot to you and means a lot to us that you spend some time with us here on the show. Whenever we ask you, we love having you on. You seem like a great man. Can't wait to see you again at some point. But enjoy the off season, and I don't know if you're going to be out at any of the state championship games, but hopefully we'll see you there if you are.
Well, we're going to be there because I want to learn. I want to learn from these guys that are there, and we appreciate your program and what y'all do for high school football. And we're blessed to be a part of it. So, thank you very much, and I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You as
thank
well,
you, Coach.
There he goes, Ted Gatewood, right here on the High School Football Review Show. KJ, we got a boogie. We got to do our High School Football Players of the Week. North Spring High School Football Players of the Week. That comes your way next, right here on ESPN 95.3.
Hey, this is Gordon Lee, football head coach Josh Gross, and you're listening to the High School Football Review Show on Chattanooga Sports Leader ESPN 95.3.
All right, don't have a lot of time here, but just want to give our North Spring Players of the Week. It's going to be two from Tyner, defender Rayshawn Hinton, who had a scoop and score on a kickoff, forced three turnovers on D, and defense pitched a shutout. We also have Josh Jackson, who is our Player of the Week. That's going to do it for our show. David Wells coming up next right here on ESPN 95.3.
This is WALVFM Ottawa, ESPN 95.3, Chattanooga's sports leader, a Brewer Media Group station.